You have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence. Call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Bubba Burger is America's number one burger. They're gluten-free, all-natural, and never any fillers or preservatives. You'll find them in your grocer's freezer.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here in the Big 550 KTRS. Frank is once again on assignment. I have a feeling he's hanging with Edward Snowden.
Oh.
Because I don't know where he is. Do you know where he is? I don't know. I have no idea.
I thought he was in Russia.
Did he make it to Ecuador? No, I thought he was going to Ecuador.
I heard that he was stuck in the Moscow airport in the transit lounge like Tom Hanks in the terminal.
You know where he is?
Oh.
Probably in Festus.
Why would he be Festus?
I don't know. Because no one would look for him there.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. So welcome to the show. I'm Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Eon the Peon, and we're happy to have you here. I'm actually not in a great mood today because earlier this week we did the draft for my NFL Fantasy League, and my number one pick was Aaron Hernandez.
So, oh, boy.
Now what am I going to do?
Man. That'll screw you up.
Yeah.
Yep. Man.
Let's get right to the Dollar General story.
Oh, okay.
That's a little prelude for our audience here.
Yeah.
Before we go on the air today, I say to both Ian and Dan, do you have anything to talk about? And Ian does, and we'll get to his couple of things in a minute. And I have a few things to talk about. And Dan says, no, I don't have anything. And then like 3 minutes go by, and he launched into this story about being a Dollar General. And I said,
stop.
Don't tell us the story off the air. Tell us the story. Exactly. Tell us the story on the air. So, all right, let's launch into it.
So I go to lunch yesterday. I went with my girlfriend. We went to lunch. And then she said, let's go walk over to Dollar General. So we walk over to Dollar General, and we're getting some
stuff.
Let me
just interrupt you for just one second here. If you ever need the kind of glasses you first need when you have to...
the cheapy readers?
The cheap,
oh, yeah.
The, yeah.
Yeah. A dollar.
Yes. That's a place to go.
That is
definitely
buy like
a place to go.
10 pair.
I do. I have a bunch of those, and I buy them from either Dollar General, the Dollar Tree, or you know, all those dollar stores.
Yeah, I had one in literally every room of my house.
Yeah.
I think I'm close, because recently I've held my phone up to it, and normally I've been able to read something like, you know, 6 inches from my face.
Yeah.
Recently it's blurry.
Yeah.
And I have to pull it out a little further, and I go, oh, man, that is not good.
You know, you can't see this, except for those of you watching on KTRS-TV.
Right. Oh, wait, no.
No, not in the studio.
No, we don't have that.
It's only on McGraw's show. You can't see it, but while Ian was telling you that, he had to do the giant eye-opening thing.
Yes.
Oh, he did?
Like people
the
who,
shock.
No, it wasn't the shock. You were doing the, I have to get this in focus, eye thing.
It was scary.
Moving your hand in and out. Now, Dan, you've had eye problems forever. I've only had them for about 10 years, and I now wear trifocals. But I remember at the same time, or even now when I have to every couple of years get a new prescription, there is that usually 2 to 4 week period where you're like, okay, I'm not going to get more glasses. I'm going to find the exact spot here where I can hold my hand and read this.
And I have contacts, so it's not my astigmatism or whatever I have. This is just the age
thing.
The old age.
You know what? Go down to one of these stores, spend $3, have a few of these in your house just in case. You can you have those and contacts?
I don't know.
Well, they do the contacts now, or they do the monovision, where you have the one for distance and the one for close, which is takes a while to get used to. But I know a lot of people that have that,
yeah.
And they said it takes a little while to get used to, but after that, they love it.
When I got these trifocals that I have to wear now, they originally gave me the progressive without the lines.
Yes.
And they told me, now be careful because you're going to be falling downstairs. And I said, stop right there. I don't want to purchase a product that is going to cause me to fall downstairs.
I got those one time. And before I left, they said, I wouldn't wear these around when you're driving right now. Actually, I wouldn't wear them when you're walking too much. I wouldn't wear them when you're going down steps. What am I supposed to wear them?
While you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Put them on before you go to sleep. That's a good time to wear these glasses. How is that? How good are they at selling that product?
Really?
Know.
Yeah. You are gonna fall downstairs.
And they say your peripheral vision will not, you know, be there. And every time I turned my head, the whole room waved.
That's
it was
exactly.
Like, whoa.
It's like the side effects of a medicine commercial.
Day. Yes. Yeah.
Do not wear while walking.
I tried them for like a week, and I called and I said, you know what? I'm going to bifocals. I can't stand these.
Yeah.
I can't wear them. And the guy says, you have to give them some more time. I said, I'm going to take these and put them in the garbage disposal if you don't switch them out. All right, bring them in.
Yeah. I did essentially the same thing with mine. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's see. I don't want to add something to my life that's going to make me want to throw up all day long.
No.
Again, how is that selling your product well?
Or fall downstairs or anything else.
I'm like, why would you tell somebody we're going to sell you this product that is going to cause you to fall down? It's just not good.
Be careful.
It's not good. All right, back to Dollar General.
Back to Dollar General.
We had just barely started the story.
Yeah. Well, we started talking about glasses. Buying glasses.
I apologize.
At Dollar General.
My fault.
No, it's okay. So we're standing in line, and there's a couple people ahead of us, and then there are some people starting to filter in behind us, and there's one cashier there.
Mm.
And the person that's trying to check out all of a sudden walks away and walks over around the corner and essentially looks like they're shopping again, trying to find something.
The customer has left the line.
The customer has left the line, and the cashier's just kind of standing there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And this customer's over looking, and I'm just standing there, and I get impatient sometimes, especially standing in line, when people are just, like, dumb.
Yeah.
And they're doing stuff like that.
Like, have you ever been to the supermarket and the customer knows the cashier and they're having a conversation? The transaction's been completed.
Oh,
the
yeah.
check has been written or the credit card has been swiped. And there's four of us here who want to go home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the people that feel like they're adventurous today and want to try to go through the self-checkout and have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
I want to strangle those people because I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I prefer that line. I know how to get through there fast.
The kind of people who get the call attendant screen on every item.
They're trying to scan their cake for 10 minutes.
Oh, the one, the cashier. Oh, yeah, Mike's coming home from college this week. Oh, good. You know, tell him I said hi.
No, like, let's go. Let's go. Yeah. We got things to do here.
Can you stand over here while she's checking me out and talk about Mike?
No, don't even do that. You're going to distract her. Yeah. I want her full attention on each customer to go as quickly as possible.
So we're standing in line at Dollar General, and I'm looking around, and the other people that are standing in line are kind of looking around, and they have this kind of frustrated look on their face. So I think I'm just going to blurt stuff out, like what they're thinking. So I just said, hey, what's going on? Really loud. And my girlfriend says, that was kind of mean. I said, I didn't mean to be mean. I just want to know what's going
on.
I want to know.
I'm so totally in your camp on this one. And by the way, when you said that the first time, I could feel your girlfriend's elbow in my rib cage.
Oh, yeah.
Because every guy has been there. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And so the cashier leans over and she goes, she's trying to find a price for this thing. I said, we're in Dollar General.
How do you not know the price?
Aren't they all generally about a dollar?
I'm like, wow.
Ring this one up at 99 cents and let's get out of here.
And so then somebody finally comes over and says, I'll take the next person in line. So they open up the other register.
Yeah.
And then she comes over then after the other register opens and she goes, oh, yeah, it was in the wrong spot. This one's $2.
They were three for $3.
Oh.
Yeah, three for $3. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But I've done that before, too, in the, you know, the 12 items or less or 20 items or less that express line.
Have you said to somebody, excuse me, that's 15 items.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, but when they start unloading a huge cart full, and you know they've got probably 200 items in there, I'm like, hey, this is the express.
Yeah. There have been times when I have been in such a hurry that I've wanted to say to somebody, that dozen eggs counts as 12. You're over the limit. Let's go.
I know.
That case of Bud Light, that's 24 cans. You're in the wrong lane, buddy. Let's go. Here's the other part of that. You said they opened up the other aisle.
Yeah.
All right. Now, there's supposedly, I guess, an etiquette to who gets to go into the other aisle.
Yeah. Right. When they say, I can help, who's next in line?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't go by who's next in line. I go by who gets there first.
Yes.
Exactly. And I've done that.
If I'm fourth or fifth in line, 2 and 3 are screwed.
Yes. Yeah. If I see 2 or 3 glance over and then look back to their line again, their register, I go, well, that's it.
That's
You've given me the pass. I'm out of here.
The window of opportunity was there, and you did not jump through it.
Your head back forward.
Yeah, the guy that was next in line, who was kind of looking around, and he had this disgusted look on his face.
Yeah.
He was kind of looking around, and then the girl finally came back. So they were finishing their transaction, and so he just kind of looked and stayed there.
Decided to wait it out.
I went, okay, zoop, and we went over.
There we go.
All right, there we go. You gave me the green light.
I went to get a haircut recently at a place. I don't have to tell you the name of the place, but right next door, they had a dollar store. It wasn't Dollar General. I don't know what it was called.
There's a bunch.
Everything's a dollar, whatever it is. And it had been there for, I guess, maybe a year to 18 months, something like that. And when I went to get my haircut, the dollar place wasn't there anymore. So I asked the woman who was cutting my hair, what happened? Oh, they couldn't make it. That selling everything for a dollar just didn't work out. And it was a place where nothing was over a dollar.
Yeah.
You know, everything's a dollar or less was, I guess, the concept there. And I thought to myself, and I said to her, would people have revolted if they changed it to the $2 store?
Really? I don't think so. I don't think they would.
Boy, they were really struggling to get by at $1. Yeah. Make it $2. Who goes to that store? $2. I'm not paying $2 for any of that.
Yeah, you're probably still getting a great deal.
Yeah, I would think so.
Good story, Dan.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Thank you very much. All right, Ian.
Yes, I have a couple shows that I'm excited about going to see. Tonight we are going to see the Classical Mystery Tour performance.
Mystery or History Tour?
Mystery. Classical Mystery Tour. They're a Beatles group that travels to symphonies around the country.
Yeah.
And they are doing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the 45th anniversary, I think, this year, of the album.
That sounds right.
So that if anybody has never been to the Symphony to watch a show like that, yeah. I highly suggest it. I mean, I don't know if they have any tickets left for tonight, but they have Barry White coming up this summer.
Oh,
the
baby,
songs
baby.
Of Barry White.
With, the Walrus of Love.
With the Symphony yeah. playing in the background. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they have a Barry White, you know, impersonator, too.
Yeah.
Yes. They usually bring in somebody that's a ringer mm-hmm. for the songs. And Elvis. Yeah,
you know what would be funny is if you go to the Barry White impersonator and he's a skinny guy.
Yes, yeah. A skinny white guy.
Yeah, well, doesn't necessarily have to be a skinny white guy, but if it was a skinny black guy, and he has that voice. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I would suggest Ruben Studdard from
Perfect.
American
oh,
Idol.
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah.
And Elvis this summer, too.
So, really?
Elvis yes, this summer? Songs of Elvis. So,
wow.
I highly, if you've never been to go see one of these shows, I highly suggest it because they are just fantastic.
Well, first of all, Powell Symphony Hall is a treasure in this
you
town.
You can't beat
anyway.
Just the symphony playing whatever.
Right. The acoustics there are unbelievable. We've been there for regular symphony concerts. We've also been there a couple of times when they've been playing the accompaniment for a movie.
Yes. We went and saw North by Northwest there.
Oh, I...
With the song... I can't remember the guy who does all of Hitchcock's movies.
Bernard Herrmann?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's fabulous.
We went to see a couple of... Charlie Chaplin movies, Modern Times, which Chaplin wrote the music for, and another one called City Lights. And you know, those are silent movies.
Yeah.
So you would think, well, all they do is they, you know, play along with it. But in each of those, you still get the sound effects of the movie. And in Modern Times, Chaplin actually did speak for the first time in that movie. And in North by Northwest, I'm sure you got all the dialogue, all the sound effects, the crop duster sound as it's coming down and chasing Cary Grant.
Sure.
I saw the sequel to that.
Which was?
West by Northeast.
Oh, my goodness. But they're doing Fantasia this year, too. They're playing the movie, and they're doing the soundtrack.
They're playing it live.
Yes. Yeah. So that's very cool as well.
You know what? I like that. That's good adventurous stuff, because I like some classical music. I like... what I'm sure classical music purists would call the
bubble gum.
The pop stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, whatever the, you know, Beethoven's fifth or ninth or whatever
it is. Where you don't
have
to be a classical music buff to go, hey, I recognize that song.
Yeah. Or it's not going to be discordant in some way. I don't really know that much about it. But, you know, if they're going to be doing Rhapsody in Blue, okay, 18 minutes, that's a perfect piece of music. Absolutely. I've seen them do that at the Symphony a couple of times. That's great. But I've also seen this classical history or mystery tour.
Yeah, I think the name of the group is Classical Mystery Tour.
I took my daughter several years ago. They were playing out at Verizon. And it's the four guys who are, you know, they pretend to be the four Beatles.
Yes, and I think they have more than four. I think they rotate in and out in different cities. But
but the orchestra is playing behind them, and so they mostly play the Beatles orchestral stuff, which is why Sgt. Pepper is so perfect.
Yes.
Especially, you know, Day in the Life, that whole ending with the full orchestra has got to be unbelievable.
Yes, so I'm very excited to see that. And then coming up in July... July 13th at the Pageant, a very funny comedian, Jim Jefferies, is coming, and we'll be going to see that as well. And
I was not familiar with Jim Jefferies until you told me about him.
Yeah, and he has a show on FX called Legit. I think that's fairly recent, last year or so that's come out, and very funny guy. If anybody, I have a little clip here of him on Conan, and just to give you know, the audience a little sample of what Jim Jefferies does here.
Okay.
So let's play.
This is a big time for you. Your show debuts tomorrow, and you just had a son.
I just became a father 2 months ago, yeah.
Congratulations.
That's mostly women applauding that. I actually got the girl who played the prostitute in the pilot pregnant.
Is that true?
That's the God's
honest
truth.
You're not kidding around.
No.
The woman in the pilot who plays the prostitute, you guys...
I know, I left it in once. And now we have a child, and we couldn't be happier. And the child's great, and in a way, I love him. And but my girlfriend actually loves him. Like, she actually loves this baby, doesn't
yes,
do anything.
Yes, she gave birth to a child, and she loves it.
I know, but he doesn't talk or anything. Like, this is what goes through a woman's mind when they hold a child for the first time. It's like, I'm going to love you forever. No one's going to ever love you more than I love you. This is what goes through a man's head when he holds his child for the first time. I better not let this die. If this thing dies, people I don't know are going to be cranky at me. But he's basically a moron. I have to put mittens on his hands so he doesn't claw his eyes out in the middle of the night.
You said he's what, 9, 10 months old?
He's 2 months old. 2 months old, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, then he's really got a lot of problems.
Yeah. But other animals just fall out and then they go hunting. My child, if I don't hold him right, his head might fall off.
So let me get this straight, because I find this fascinating. The actress who plays a prostitute, you guys have, you guys hook up,
yeah.
And there's a baby. So what happens later on when your child says...
I have to look him in the eye and say, when I met your mother, I employed her as a prostitute. I'm not going to lie to him. I've got to be honest.
Yes. You
know? We're very happy, and the child, we have a little baby. He's called Hank, and it's all working out great. Although I'm never going to give him a television. I'm going to give him TV, because I don't want the little bastard writing on the walls.
I'm with you.
Like these French people, come on, like how good the TV must have been in French. I wouldn't have one either, you know. Like, you're watching the Croissant channel.
Now let's talk about your show has some heart. I mean, you can be an edgy comedian, but your show has heart.
The whole show rotates around. You guys know DJ Qualls. I know
DJ Qualls. We love DJ Qualls.
And DJ Qualls plays a character with muscular dystrophy on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from a true life story where I took a friend with muscular dystrophy to a brothel before he died. It was like a Make-A-Wish Foundation, but for adults.
So this is a true story, and your friend asked you, before I go, would you please, this is something that I want to do.
He asked me, he said, I won't be living, actually, the guy in real life is still alive and kicking. Still alive.
Yeah.
Not a lot of kicking.
But he asked you for this favor.
He asked me and his brother, we took him out to a brothel in Melbourne. We've changed that to Vegas for the story, and... to this day, his parents don't actually know it was him because we covered it up so well, the story. Like, I must know a lot of people with muscular dystrophy because I changed the name.
And but, his parents don't know.
Well, if they watch this, they do. I took your son to a brothel.
I'm Conan.
Yeah.
Hello.
Not a lot of people watch this show in Australia.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
He is Australian?
Yes, he is Australian. So, and we may have some vouchers to give away, too, coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Jim Jeffries,
yeah.
Sounds very funny.
At the pageant.
Yeah, I like the stuff that you told me about online, too. So let's take a break. We'll come back with more of the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, really not that much going on the highways right now. We do have traffic lights that are out at Lindbergh and Lindhaven. Slow traffic, I'll just call it off the pace traffic from Manchester through Doherty Ferry on southbound 270. But you are pretty stacked up westbound 70 from the chain or from the highway 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 270, a good run. Once you get over the river on eastbound 40, it's great on 5570 through 64. And this traffic report brought to you by Subway. The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their 6-inch subs like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Carney Show.
The Subway guy, Jared Vogel, the face of Subway for a long, long time. In fact, 15 years. And I had a chance a few years ago to interview him. He came out to eat the throw the first pitch. Sorry. That wasn't even planned.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to Schnars.com.
Here's a swing and a drive, deep center field. This has a chance to go. It's a goner!
Hi, fans. It's Matt Holliday. There's nothing like wearing the birds on the bat. On Saturday, July 6th, 25,000 fans, 16 and older, can take home the Matt Holliday Adult Replica Jersey, presented by Tickets.com. On July 6th, we play the Marlins, and you can take my jersey home. Again, that's Saturday, July 6th, for the Matt Holliday Jersey Giveaway. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotion.
Home run for Matt Holliday.
Sunday, July 7th at 1:15, the Cardinals take on the Marlins. That day, it's the AT&T Cardinals flag, the perfect addition to any fan's front porch. Stick around after the game. It's Christian Day at the ballpark, a post-game program featuring Cardinals players and keynote speaker Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty. Again, that's Sunday, July 7th, when the Cardinals take on the Marlins. The AT&T porch flag and Christian Day at the ballpark featuring Willie Robertson and Cardinal players. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley. Looking for that best deal on your next Frigidaire appliance? Well, how about giving Appliance Discounters a try? We are the fastest growing appliance company in the Midwest, and we're located right here in St. Louis with four great showrooms. Our first store, located in Webster Groves, opened with just two employees. Since that time, we have opened three additional showrooms: St. Charles, Arnold, and now the largest showroom in Baldwin. How does Appliance Discounters save you money? Well, it's simple. Appliance Discounters is a Frigidaire factory direct dealer. We buy truckloads of Frigidaire appliances and pass the savings on to you. We can save you hundreds of dollars on your next appliance purchase. And now, for a limited time, you can receive huge cash rebates up to $585 in addition to the already low prices. Great savings, hometown buying, next day delivery. Appliance Discounters is a place to go for your next appliance. Visit any of our showrooms to find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Or visit us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-200-3698. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-200-3698. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-200-3698. That's 1-800-200-3698. 1-800-200-3698.
Missouri's biggest, oldest, and most trusted electronic cigarette outfit, Supreme Nicotine, is proud to announce the grand opening of St. Louis's first vapor lounge. Located on Manchester Road at New Baldwin Road in Baldwin, Supreme Nicotine's Vape Lounge is your electronic cigarette and e-liquid superstore. Offering hundreds of flavors of our U.S.-made e-liquid, dozens of kits and accessories, we've got it all. And as Missouri's only certified Joytech distributor, you know you're getting authentic merchandise, not cheaply made bootlegs or knockoffs. Supreme Nicotine's nothing like the junk you may have seen or tried from the convenience stores or gas stations. So we invite the most skeptical critics and those smart enough to be vaping already to come try Supreme Nicotine free at our Vapor Lounge, 15270 Manchester Road, Suite 110, at the corner of New Baldwin and Baldwin. Did I mention our lounge seating, 70-inch 3D HD TV, PS3 or Wi-Fi? Can't make it? Check out Supreme Nicotine seen at the South County Mid Rivers Galleria or St. Louis Outlet Malls. Learn more and order online at SupremeNicotine.com.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A full weekend of great big savings. Like 40 to 50% off all swimwear for the family. 30 to 50% off all Jennifer Lopez, Elle, and LC Lauren Conrad. 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh B'gosh playwear. And 10 to 33% off kitchen electrics. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting the right oil and saving some cold, hard cash is your advance advantage. Right now, a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a filter are just $19.99. Or, if your car is over 75,000 miles, upgrade to Castrol GTX high mileage oil for just $3 more to help extend engine life. The right oil to make your car hum, the right price to make you whistle a happy song. Only at
Advance.
Auto Parts. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. So if we were on K-Hits, could we tell people that's Jerry Garcia playing the steel pedal on that song, or would that not be allowed under the format over there?
I don't think it would be allowed.
I don't think it would be either.
No. I'll pretend I didn't say it then.
Maybe only in a certain hour.
Next hour, maybe.
Next hour, we could do that.
We can do that.
Yeah. Oh, inside radio stuff. Just for us, and we hope you're enjoying listening in and hearing the spiteful sound of our voices.
And be thankful we're not on music radio.
Oh, you said a mouthful there. I don't want to get into the gay marriage issue this week. Became such a huge story. I mean, this was a very big week with lots of news stories, lots of Supreme Court stuff.
And what was it I heard? The cover of Time has Bert and Ernie?
Bert and Ernie.
Like almost cuddling with each other, watching the television about
this? Yeah.
That's always been a big rumor forever and ever, is Bert and Ernie are gay.
I don't think they are.
I don't think they are.
They're puppets.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I know. I know.
They're puposexual.
Yes.
Even though they have a hand up their bottom, that doesn't mean anything.
See, now, I wouldn't have gone there. That was not called for in any way.
Ian always goes there.
I know. But I did want to say one thing to the American media, who, in covering this story, it seemed to me... Now, let me just preface this by saying almost every place I've worked... Well, let me scratch that. Every place I've worked, there have been gay employees.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known plenty of people who are gay and lesbian. We have members of our family, my wife and I, who are gay or lesbian. And, you know, never bothered me in any way. But all of the gay people that I know, if you just saw them walking down the hall here at Westport Plaza or shopping somewhere or in a restaurant or whatever it is, you wouldn't look over and say, well, that person is flagrantly gay. They're not Modern Family gay people who have, you know, the stereotypical gay lisp or swish in their step or that, you know, what I call showbiz gay.
Yes.
But how Hollywood portrays...
Yeah, which is odd to me because you know that in Hollywood there are plenty of people who are gay or lesbian who aren't like that.
Right.
At every level, just like in every other city and business in America. And yet, when that decision came down on Wednesday from the Supreme Court, every gay or lesbian couple I saw interviewed fit the bad stereotype of gay people. Now, here's why I bring this up. Sunday, they're going to have the Pride Fest parade here in St. Louis, which is going to be, instead of in Soulard this year, the first year it's going to be on Market Street. It's going to be right down the center of our city. I have no problem with that any more than I have a problem with the St. Patrick's Day parade or the Veterans Day parade or the Thanksgiving Day parade or any of that. Fine. I'm not going to go to any of these parades. Go have your parade. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But I would say to members of the LGBT community, how about showing the world the normal side of you instead of, and maybe St. Louis isn't really representative of this, but whenever I see a pride parade from another city, Chicago, New York, Boston, particularly San Francisco, it's always the guys, the gay guys who are in that parade are, you know, either bare-chested or no shirt, and they're wearing the really, really short shorts.
Leather chaps.
Yes.
Very flamboyant.
The Speedo kind of thing.
Amped up.
And the women who are there always have that ultra-butch look. And like I said, I've known plenty of people who are gay and lesbian who you couldn't tell them from a heterosexual person walking the... If I were one of those people, I would be upset that that's the way my community was being represented, not just by media organizations, but by the community itself. When you're having that annual celebration, it would be like if, let's say there were a Jewish parade in town, and the only people you ever saw parading or being interviewed about it on TV were Orthodox Jews with the hat and the long
and the beard,
curls, yeah. And the beard and, yeah. And all that sort of stuff. Or, you know, if the St. Patrick, whatever the Irish stereotype would be, if that was what was being presented there. I mean, we're getting to a point where more and more people are accepting that gay and lesbian people are just like heterosexual people, and that they fall in love with each other, they have kids, they live in the community, they have a house, they have a mortgage, they have a job, they have all that sort of stuff. Am I wrong here, do you think?
No, I agree.
And I just wonder why the community wants to present itself in that way. Now, I don't know that it's going to be that way on Sunday at Pride Fest. I would hope it's not. I'm not a member of that community. I won't be at the parade either way. But I would just hope that somebody would say, hey, you know what? It would be like if the St. Patty's Day parade was only about drunken people throwing up. If that was the only image that you were giving the world about who celebrates St. Patrick's Day.
Wait a minute, I think that is what happens on St. Patrick's Day. I've been down there.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what happens.
And I don't think that's representative of everybody who's Irish or is going to celebrate that way. Anyway, I just want to get that off my chest. Now, speaking of getting things off your chest, somebody has to sit Alec Baldwin down.
Oh,
I heard this.
His Twitter stuff?
Oh.
Yeah.
I think he's already deleted it. Again,
yeah, but it's
in case you don't know, here's the story. Yesterday they had the funeral for James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano, and a lot of people showed up. A lot of showbiz people were there. People who worked with him on the Sopranos, people who worked with him on all sorts of other different things. I don't know what Alec Baldwin and James Gandolfini ever did together. Maybe he was on a 30 Rock episode. It doesn't matter. Afterwards, a story appeared in one of these British tabloids. A guy by the name of George Stark wrote that Alec Baldwin's wife, well, I'll just read it to you. The pregnant yoga instructor's social media feed, her name is Hilaria. She is a yoga instructor and she's pregnant with their child. The pregnant yoga instructor's social media feed was full of upbeat posts while the Sopranos star's friends, family, and co-stars were gripped with grief at a New York Catholic church. Messages included a request for ideas about wedding anniversary presents and promotional notes about her upcoming appearance on the Rachel Ray Show. So in other words, this guy is saying that Alec Baldwin and his wife went to James Gandolfini's funeral, and at the funeral, the wife, Hilaria, was tweeting away at stuff that had nothing to do with the funeral.
Mm.
Well, Alec Baldwin, talk about a hair-trigger temper.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He went after this guy. He tweeted, "My wife and I attend a funeral to pay our respects to an old friend, and some toxic Brit writes this, effing trash. My wife did not use her phone in any capacity at our friend's funeral." He says he wants to find this guy and, quote, F you up, you, quote, toxic little queen.
Oh, man.
I'd like to put my foot up your butt, although that might be the sort of thing you'd enjoy, which sounds a little homophobic to me.
Yes, yeah.
So now he's taken that down. He deleted his Twitter account?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He said today, "It's disgraceful that a reporter would manufacture and publish a story and not call for comment or explanation, especially when it's intended to take attention away from honoring the memory of a beloved figure like James Gandolfini." That, what I just read you, was written by a publicist.
Mm-hmm.
The other stuff I read you was written by Alec Baldwin.
Yes, yeah. Maybe that should have been Alec's words.
You think? So, now here's the thing about this. If she is tweeting during the funeral, all you have to do is go to her Twitter feed and see what time it's sent out and what time the funeral was. And if it came out when she was doing it and she hadn't done it, there actually is a reasonable explanation. I can tell you this because I use a piece of software called Hootsuite, which allows you to manage your various social media, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is, follow other people's feeds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it has a feature on there, has several features on there. Like, for instance, one, you go to a website and the URL, the website address is really, really long. And because Twitter only allows 140 characters, Hootsuite has a thing that will shorten that URL, that web address, to maybe 15 characters instead of, could be 60 characters. Mm-hmm. So it does that. And it also has something in there where you can schedule a tweet ahead of time. So, for instance, today, if you followed me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, there was a tweet from me saying, I'm starting the 3 to 6 p.m. show now at the Big 550 KTRS, and later on we'll have Knuckleheads in the News and the Harris Challenge. I didn't tweet that at 3 o'clock. I actually put it into Hootsuite at like 11 o'clock this morning, scheduled it to go out at 3 o'clock. I do that in advance because otherwise I might be in here and we're talking and I forget or whatever it is.
Right.
I want to make sure it's in there. I do that to promote all sorts of things that I'm doing ahead of time. So it's entirely possible that Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, does the same thing, uses some sort of social network management software where you can do that stuff ahead of time. And maybe she figured, well, we're going to be at the funeral, but I still want to tweet this stuff about I'm going to be on Rachel Ray and that sort of stuff. And so it's scheduled to run at that time. As far as I'm concerned, it's not a social faux pas at all to do that sort of stuff. And I don't know why this became a story. Well, I do know why it became a story, because Alec Baldwin has the history of going a little bit crazy.
With the, especially with the media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, or even with American Airlines a couple of years ago. Remember that?
Yes.
He wouldn't stop playing Words with Friends on the plane and got feisty and angry about the whole thing. But if that's what they did, and I suspect that that's what was going on here, that it did get tweeted under her name on her account, but it was something that maybe she had written at 6:30 this morning or that morning.
Or earlier in the week, right?
Right.
You can do it anytime.
You can do it weeks ahead of time if you want to. If that's what you did, then when Alex sees that and he goes, Hilaria, you won't believe this BS I just saw. All she has to do is say, okay, well, we'll just tell people that I use this particular software and we schedule the tweet ahead of time and you don't have to go ballistic, which I guarantee you in their household is a problem.
Oh, man. Yes.
Oh, I can imagine.
Because these public outbursts that we get from him at the media and other things.
It's not the only time it's happening.
Exactly.
Tenfold at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where, by the way, it has much worse consequences.
Yes.
Even if it's 10 times less than the number of times we're seeing it.
Yeah, this is maybe his curbed outside voice.
Yeah.
That's certainly entirely possible.
He thought he was going easy on him.
Here's my question. How would you like to be this guy's publicist?
Mm. Oh, man. Well, you're always busy. You're always having a job.
Right, like Lindsay Lohan, exactly. Yeah. Lose my number. Don't call me again. Or it's going to be one of those, what did you do now, Alec?
Oh, man.
And that's how you get the other message. The messages included a request for ideas about blah, 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 and that sort of thing. But if I think that there's a really simple explanation of this that they have not come forward with yet.
Yeah, and all they have to do is come forward with that, and it makes this guy, the British tabloid guy, look like an idiot.
Yes.
And a scumbag for doing that, because especially about a funeral.
She even says, I left my phone in the car. I wasn't using the phone at the... And there's nobody who has a picture of her using her phone there. Again, I don't really think this is a story at all, except maybe a little teaching moment for Mr. Baldwin. About how he could have handled this so much better instead of, like he did 2 years ago with the American Airlines thing, have to delete himself from Twitter and I'm never doing that again.
I don't think Alex is going to change.
I don't think there's much learning going on there. It's 356 at the Big 550 KTRS.
But we are going to learn about the highways and see how they're moving with Tim Weiland.
Oh, and for the last 10 minutes now, eastbound 64 between Mason and 270 has been completely shut down. Looks like we got like a moving van that hit the median, and he's sideways right now. So the highway is blocked, and it's been that way. You're backed up to Highway 141. Westbound 6440, drivers are slowing down to take a look, and you're slow from Ballas to about the Mormon Temple, and then things open up. Now, if you're traveling on southbound 270, you're slow Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, that's heavy now between McDonald and New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. With Allstate House and Home Insurance, you can get great features like claim-free rewards, cash off your next bill every year you don't file a claim. To get the rewards you deserve, call 888-ALLSTATE, visit allstate.com, or just talk to an Allstate agent today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
I was not a happy person. I felt anxious and worried all the time about everything. I was snapping at my husband and kids. I was just miserable. Finally, I said, enough is enough. And I called to try a sample of Lumaday. And now, I am so happy that I did.
If you worry too much, feel anxious or exhausted, Lumaday can help you feel more relaxed, confident, and positive. Enjoy a complimentary two-week sample now by calling 1-800-400-9257. Lumaday is an all-natural supplement, uniquely formulated with ingredients clinically proven to promote a more positive mood. Lumaday has helped thousands of people feel more relaxed and enjoy happier days, and it's now the number one selling mood enhancement supplement at GNC. So if you're ready to feel more relaxed, confident, and positive, call now for your complimentary sample. Lumaday is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now, 1-800-400-9257. That's 1-800-400-9257.
This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Is your dog's food bringing out his best? At Purina One, smart nutrition is the key to whole body health. It combines the goodness of nature with the precision of science to create Purina One Smart Blend. Each formula starts with real meat, fish, or poultry, and includes wholesome grains and a dual defense antioxidant blend. It's 100% complete and balanced nutrition for each life stage that comes full circle when you see it in your dog's bright eyes and his shiny coat. Is your brand smart enough to do the same? Discover all the ways smart nutrition can make a difference in your dog at PurinaOne.com.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale. Angus special financing. Don't miss it. End of quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The first police officer on the scene after George Zimmerman's fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin said in court today that Zimmerman